Weird shit going on with this air quality in Gwinnett, because we're getting these emails. They're going to keep the kids in school.
Okay.
Indoors.
Keep them inside.
Yeah. And now, like, my neighbor, his kids are in high school. They go to Parkview. And he said that they are not allowing the kids to leave school now.
So this is the chemical yes. plant in Conyers that exploded, right?
Yes.
And so there's that big chemical cloud. Yes. That was still going from what I saw this morning. And the wind is blowing that way, essentially?
Yes.
So...
And so... That's... We encourage families and students to limit their time outside and keep the windows and doors shut. So, that's the... Okay, I got that email from the school. But... Okay.
Yeah. That's not great.
No, it's not. Because I have a buddy. My boy lives over there. So, I called him last night. And he's like, yeah, it's real smoky and cloudy over here. And so I wonder if he left.
Yeah, not really something you want to be breathing in.
That stuff can reach you from, it's obviously not the same as this situation, and you may have dealt with it a little bit, bunk too, in the Northwest. But like when we had like wildfires in L.A.,
yeah.
like they could be 100 miles away,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and you can smell in the air and the ash is still coating your car.
It would be
100 miles away.
Yeah,
it's so bad now. I mean, it's every summer now.
Yeah, yeah.
In August in Seattle, depending on which way the wind's blowing and if it's rained in the last couple of days or not, like the sun's out, but you can't really see it.
Right,
like, the sun's like bright orange because of all the smoke.
Holy
that's
shit.
In the sky. It's pretty crazy.
What came over? Tumble died.
No way.
Yeah. Brain cancer.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
That's fucking sad. That's horrible.
Wow.
I hope it's...
It's Shams.
It's not a hoax.
It's Shams. Dang it. Adam Silver put out a statement.
Damn. Well, there's too much shit going on right now.
There's a lot of shit going on.
Too much shit going on currently.
Does that become any sort of like... Hawks are holding media day. You ask anyone?
I don't know. I mean, obviously he's a legend in the franchise.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll find out as we just did.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, a statement I'm sure is coming, but I don't know. That's horrible. I didn't realize.
I didn't
know he was sick.
That's what I was going to ask. Was anyone?
I didn't know he was sick.
I'm sure some people were, but I mean, he didn't.
Right. It wasn't a public.
Right?
You know, it wasn't a public fight or anything like that.
Like,
nobody knew.
Was it Norm Macdonald kind of was like kept his mm-hmm. health status? I know some. I mean, there's
right.
celebrities
people
that do
close
that.
To like Chadwick Boseman. That came as a surprise,
right.
to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Obviously, people close to him knew that he was dealing with that. But like, dang man, all right, well, that sucks.
That does suck. That does suck. Everything we're talking your family, your wife's family's up there. Whereas I didn't realize it went that far up there.
So it wasn't really the hurricane that went up there.
It
was the rain.
It was the rain.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess same thing. But like they weren't. It wasn't wind that affected them. It was just they got like 15 inches of rain.
Yeah. It just sits
in and it sat.
And
exactly.
you're on a slope.
The weather got up in the mountains and sat there for 24 hours and just dumped. And there's been floods. Like that, apparently in Haywood County, there was a flood in 1916 that was probably worse than this one.
Right.
But
okay, but that was 100 years ago.
It was. And right. But so this happens like every 50
right.
years or so. But it's just such a different.
It's not good when you're going back 100 years to be like worst one since.
No, it isn't. But it's also just such a different world because
yeah.
so many people in that area, just like everywhere, rely on internet now.
Right.
Like the internet and electricity is such a huge part of everywhere. But whereas in our communities in Atlanta, like if power goes out or internet goes out or if there's some bad weather or whatever, you can get where you need to go. You can drive.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people live
up
in
there.
Little, like my wife's family situation is fairly common up there where like a couple generations ago, somebody bought some land.
Mm-hmm.
They all live right around each other. They built their own road to get there. Now, luckily, they live close enough to the town of Waynesville to where the city now runs the road and has paved it, and it's reinforced, and it's nice. But, like, a lot of people, you know, you built a road, and you live kind of way back in the woods, and a lot of those roads washed out, and a lot of bridges washed out, and there's... whole towns washed away in some cases. So yeah, like it's once the power clicked back on and people could see photos from up there, because it was like a 2-day period where really kind of it wasn't really being talked about.
I saw this morning
because no one knew.
Right,
and then all of a sudden it's like, oh fuck! Like the commissioner of Haywood County said basically like this is. For us, this is Katrina. Like it's basically Hurricane Katrina level devastation up there. So, and just like Katrina, it took weeks,
months
to find out who's where.
Mm-hmm.
And so the death count right now is fairly low. Like it's the next couple of weeks are going to be really, really sad up there because, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of poverty, like a lot of people that kind of live out rural, but you know, not in like a good structure, maybe even in a mobile home or something like that. Elderly people, you know, it's just going to be, I don't know. I don't know how you find them. You know what I mean? Because they can't tell you where they are and what they need and all that kind of stuff. So it's just going to be, you know, hopefully, oh, we know that family lives out there. Maybe we can hike out there and check on them or, you know, helicopter rescue, stuff like that. But it's going to be very, very crazy for forever. I mean, it's going to change the region forever, but
yeah,
it's going to be really scary for the next couple of weeks as they try to find people because we've pretty much heard from everybody in my wife's family, but there's some people that haven't heard from yet.
Right.
Like, it's like, well, they live in way the fuck out there and they don't have electricity or cell phones and their road washed out. So, right. You know, hopefully they hear soon, but yeah, pretty sad shit. Really sad.
Hopefully everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Yep.